Welcome to Good Patron, a production of UTR Media. I am your host, Garrett Godfrey, and on this show, I explore what it means to be a good patron, asking how each of us can be a good patron of the bands and musicians we appreciate. I'm glad you're here, so stick around, because we have got some exploring to do. And because I know you're probably listening to this while you're doing other things, I got links for all these active campaigns and pre-orders in the show notes, so you can just come back to it when you're ready. Check out all these campaigns. This is episode 66 for March of 2024. If you saw the episode title, you already know some of the artists I'll be covering, but here's the full rundown. I'll be covering campaigns and pre-orders for music by Matt at the World, Seth Davey, Caleb John Matthews, Meadows, Phil Madeira, Die Happy and Deliverance, Revolutionary Army, The Infant Jesus, and some pre-orders for books by Charlie Peacock and Krista Wells. And I'll have a tip for one way you can be a good patron, and I'll issue you a challenge. But first, I want to tell you about our Spotlight campaign. Back in 1987, there was this band that was very much in the vein of like Depeche Mode, Tears for Fears. They were called Mad at the World. I was instantly a fan, and over the years, their style has changed, and they eventually had several kind of like different eras of their sound. You can go back to episode 53 of the Christian Geeks Rockcast to hear a bit about how my friend Steve and Britt break down the different eras of Mad at the World. I was a fan of all of those eras, all of those different sounds. Anyway, their last album was released in 1995, until they got back together and raised funds through Kickstarter to put out the album Hope back in 2015, with the intention that it would be the first in a trilogy. Well, now it's 2024, and I'd been a backer of that album and loved it. I'm waiting for the next in the trilogy. They just launched a Kickstarter for the second in the trilogy to be titled Love and Despair. It'll be along the lines of Seasons of Love or Through the Forest or maybe Boomerang if you've heard their earlier stuff. Here's a clip of their song, That Lonesome Road, from the album Through the Forest, so you've got an idea what to expect.
Down, I never felt so down. Falling down in pieces on the ground. Emptiness in my heart again. Empty because it's full of sin. Okay. Yeah, well, I'm traveling down that lonesome road. My head is heavy and my soul so cold.
$12 gets you the download of the album, $15 for the CD, $25 for the album on vinyl, and they've got other options, including your name in the credits, a video call with Roger or Randy, or even songwriting and album artwork collaboration. So head over to Kickstarter and search for Mad at the World, or use the link in the show notes. This campaign closes Friday, March 29th. So what's one way you can be a good patron? Support the artists you love on a regular basis with something like Patreon or a Bandcamp subscription. There are a number of artists on Patreon, folks like the legendary Terry Scott Taylor and The Choir, to newer artists like Rusty Ship and Candace Coker. In fact, we've got a thread in the Crowdfunding Christian Music Group on Facebook going back 7 years where folks keep adding new artists that they've discovered that have a Patreon page. And there are plenty of folks doing Bandcamp subscriptions as well, like Salt of the Sound or Bill Maloney, where the subscription gives you access to new music, but also their back catalog. Both of these approaches allow the artist to have a more predictable income flow instead of the sporadic nature of sales otherwise. I encourage you to head over to Patreon and search for some of your favorite indie artists and see if you're there. Oh, and here's a tip. Even if their minimum for support ends up being something like $5 a month and you don't necessarily want to do that, you can always simply say you want to give $2 or $3 a month or even $1 a month without any of the perks if you just want an easy way to treat it like a tip jar for the artists you love. Or maybe, and You can check out what my friend, artist, and podcaster Chase Tremaine is doing. He's launched his own Friends community for a locked-in price of $1 a month or $10 a year if you join in 2024, with one new community-exclusive song per month building up to a members-only album each year, immediate access to all previous releases and early access to all future releases, first dibs on new physical merch, and other discounts and perks like personalized songs, co-writes, podcasts, collaborations, and more. You can find out what he's doing at friends.chasetremaine.com or check out the link in the show notes. If you do decide to go and support a band or artist on Patreon or Bandcamp or hit up Chase Tremaine, I'd love to hear about who it is and why you picked him. Email me, goodpatronpodcast@gmail.com, or you can DM me on Instagram, goodpatronpodcast. Now, I've got more artists and projects that you should know about that can use your support coming up right after this quick break.
This podcast is sponsored by the latest release from Dove Award-nominated artist Andrew Greer.
When nothing's left, there is love.
Songs from the Dark is a collection of new, original songs by Andrew Greer, full of prayerful expectation.
For one sign of life.
Songs from the Dark by Andrew Greer is released by Old Bear Records and is available now on Spotify and all music platforms.
Have you tuned into UTR's latest Heart, Soul, and Mind playlist? Here's what you'll hear.
God who made the universe knows me by my name, so it's a good day.
Check out a whole bunch of hand-curated songs on UTR's Heart, Soul, and Mind playlist. Available now at Spotify, Apple Music, and Amazon Prime Music.
This UTR podcast is sponsored by the latest release of Buffalo-based singer-songwriter James Robert Kibbe.
The very lengths to which I've gone, walking your path.
Center of the Universe by James Robert Kibbe is a collection of original story-based songs offering spiritual hope.
Whenever you eat and drink, do it all in remembrance of me.
Find the 2024 release, Center of the Universe, by James Robert Kibbe on Spotify and all music platforms.
Welcome back to the second half of the show. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, I really want to say thank you for checking it out. I hope that you find it connects with you. Be sure to subscribe or follow the show so you'll catch all the new episodes that come out each month. If you're already a subscriber and regular listener, then a really big thank you to you. Would you consider joining the Crowdfunding Christian Music Group over on Facebook to share, discover, and discuss all the campaigns we discover with the rest of us? And I'd like to invite all of you to sign up for the free weekly email newsletter so you find out about campaigns even faster than waiting for our monthly episodes. The links for the group and the mailing list are in the show notes. Okay, so back to the campaigns. I want to say thanks to Casey over at Indie Vision Music for breaking the story that Seth Davey from Atlas launched a Kickstarter campaign for an expansive orchestration full-length concept album. Here's a clip of the single, Love is the Higher Law, from this project, so you've got an idea what it will sound like.
Incarnation of God with a face like ours, of love's disfiguration, till we look through the scars. The kingdom is a mustard seed, too small to apprehend. It grows beneath our feet and towers in the end. Love is the higher love, stronger than the grip of gravity. The grave in front of me.
$10 gets you the download. For $15, you get the CD and download. $40 for signed vinyl, as well as CD and download. So head over to Kickstarter and search for Seth Davey, or use the link in the show notes. This campaign closes Sunday, March 10th. Caleb John Matthews is a multi-instrumentalist, and he's recently launched a Kickstarter campaign to put out an album reimagining traditional and beloved hymns with a project titled Borrowed Voices, Hymns Reimagined. It's including piano, cello, accordion, harp, hammer dulcimer, banjo, mandolin, 6 and 12 string guitar, bass, and assorted percussion. Here's a clip with some of the samples of the songs from his campaign video. $10 gets you the download, $20 for the CD and download, $35 for vinyl and download. So head over to Kickstarter and search for Borrowed Voices, or use the link in the show notes. This campaign ends Sunday, March 24th. I want to give a shout out to Brandon Jones over at Indie Vision Music for making sure we knew that Face Down Records artist Meadows are currently running a pre-order for a very limited edition red vinyl version of their upcoming album Familiar with Pain. The Modern Hardcore album is a journey from Palm Sunday through the flogging of Christ on Good Friday. You can pre-order the vinyl and CD at the Face Down website or use the link in the show notes. The album releases this Good Friday, March 29th. If you've been listening to the podcast for a few years now, you've heard us cover campaigns by Phil Madeira. He's a member of Emmylou Harris's band, but he's also done quite a lot of work on his own as a producer and songwriter and as a solo artist. Now he's launched a Kickstarter campaign for a funky album of cover songs covering Dylan, The Beatles, Coburn, Stevie Wonder, and plenty of others. Here's a clip from his campaign video so you got an idea how he's reimagining these songs.
Doctor, my eyes have seen parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. The light, shut the shade.
$12 gets the download, $18 gets the CD. For $25, that CD is signed and he's got more options available. So head over to Kickstarter and search for Phil Madeira, or you can use the link in the show notes. This campaign closes Tuesday, April 9th. If you were into Christian metal or hard rock in the early 90s, you might remember the bands Deliverance and Die Happy, and you might remember that their record label Intense had put out a series of live EPs in 93. Boone's Overstock are offering a pre-order for CD and vinyl remastered reissues of the Deliverance and Die Happy Intense live EPs, $13 each for CD or $27 each for vinyl, with the CDs already shipping and the vinyl versions expected to ship April 21st. Head over to boonsoverstock.com or use the link in the show notes. And going even further back in time, back in the mid-80s, there was this experimental music collective that was formed in Liverpool that went by the name Revolutionary Army of the Infant Jesus. They had an odd blend of sacred and folk music mixed with industrial and ambient experimental sounds, and they had songs in French and Russian and Greek and English, and they drew comparisons to artists like Dead Can Dance. I remember getting their first handful of albums either from Rad Rockers through mail order or the True Tune storefront in Wheaton, Illinois. For a while, it looked like their 1995 album would be their last. But then their earlier recordings were reissued in 2013, and they got back together for a new album in 2015 titled Beauty Will Save the World. They've since released two more albums, Songs of Yearning and Nocturnes, in 2020. Now they've launched a pre-order for a brand new album, The Dreams We Carry. You can get the CD for £11, the black vinyl for £23, the marbled vinyl for £26, or the deluxe box set for £65, featuring the marble LP, CD, cassette, art print, postcard, and insert. Be aware, though, that box set is limited to only 25 copies. The album releases June 28th. Check out the link in the show notes for more information. And while we're talking about artists with some history under their belt, the amazing singer, songwriter, producer, and label guy, Charlie Peacock, has a pre-order for a new book. And it's not music, but I figured it'd probably be of interest to this audience. It's titled Why Everything That Doesn't Matter Matters So Much: The Way of Love in a World of Hurt. The book comes out March 12th, and you can pre-order it now. And you should check out his new podcast, Music and Meaning. And while we're talking about pre-orders for books, I got an email from Krista Wells that she's got a pre-order for a book of poetry titled Safe House. That title releases in just a few days, but you can still pre-order it right now. I really hope that as you listen to this podcast, both this episode and episodes to come, you will encounter campaigns and artists that connect with you, and that you'll follow up and check them out. And I hope that this month's challenge to back an artist on Patreon or Bandcamp or directly will motivate you to do exactly that. If you have any questions or feedback about this episode or these campaigns or what we're all about, or if you want to give me a heads up about a campaign I should know about and spread the word about, please reach out. I'd love to hear from you. Message me on Twitter at GoodPatron, or if you can't because I'm not following you, just at me and tell me to follow you so you can message me. Instagram, it's at GoodPatronPodcast, or you can email me goodpatronpodcast@gmail.com. I am excited to keep digging into the topic of how to be a good patron, and I hope I encourage you in your journey from fan to patron. Until next episode, remember, great music doesn't just happen. So get involved. All songs and clips you heard in this episode were used with permission or under fair use provisions. And I know I say it at the end of every episode, but it's true. It's not just credits at the end. I really mean this. Good Patron Podcast is proud to be a part of UTR Media. They're an independent, listener-supported, nonprofit ministry in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. You can find them online at utrmedia.org.